I'm Lindsay McLean, and this is an Expat Repat Podcast Mini. Hello! Today I have another blog post to share with you, read aloud. But before we get started, I wanted to make sure that you're aware of ways we can stay connected between episodes. If you haven't already, be sure to join the Expat Repat mailing list. Follow me on Instagram. There's a great conversation going over there right now. And there's a Facebook group and page, both called Expat Repat, which you can follow. I will link to everything in the show notes. Having a two-way conversation is the absolute best part about bringing everybody together, so let's make sure we don't miss out on that opportunity. If you have any ideas for the show, be sure to email me on expatrepat@gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Twitter at expatrepat. Next week, I will be taking a break for Thanksgiving, so there won't be an episode published, but I will be back with a full-length episode for you on December 4th. Thank you so much for listening. I really couldn't do this without you, and it's so nice to know that the show is helping so many of you in your own expat and repat struggles. And now, on with the episode. This is a post from my blog, Swiss Lark. You can read this post and more at www.swisslark.com. Repat. Would visits be enough? Published July 30th, 2018. Yesterday I was missing Zurich so much. My heart actually ached throughout the day, and on several occasions I had these flashes and glimpses of being there that felt completely and totally real. It was a new and different type of missing than I've ever experienced, and it struck me for its depth and intensity. Normally, when I miss Zurich, I miss my old life. I miss living in our sweet apartment and being a new mama to a young baby and toddler, and all of the things that go along with that phase of life and motherhood. But yesterday was different. Yesterday, I missed what Zurich means to me. I longed for both the grandiose, the very city itself, the lake, the exquisite, luxurious feeling that only Zurich can produce, and the mundane, using my supercard in co-op and collecting stickers for this promotion or that, my favorite brand of bacon, the whirring sound the tram makes when it pulls away from a stop. As I allowed my longing for Zurich to wash over me, I realized that deep down, I had sincerely hoped that we would forget about Zurich by deciding to stay here. Life would be so much easier if we just bought a house in Spokane and set about securing a rock-solid, stable situation for ourselves here, instead of setting our sights on living the expat life again once I finish my graduate program in a few years. Spokane is just fine. There was really nothing to dislike. We live in a beautiful neighborhood with great access to nature. It's affordable. The schools are top-notch. Our kids are happy, and I am surrounded by family. It seems strange to still be longing for Zurich when we have now officially been back in the States a little while longer than we were ever in Zurich in the first place. Why can't we just forget it? I wish we could. But I love and miss so much about Zurich. I long for magical summers at the body, riding the tram every day, and walking my heart out year-round. I long for leisurely Sunday walks to the botanical gardens, going to the forest for wiener roasts over the fire in the fall, foggy November days, and Carnelli's Circus at Christmas time. I want Gritti Buns in the bakery window in early December, and Fastnachtkoekli stacked all over the co-op in February. Hikes in the mountains, alpine springs, and most of all, the feeling of being somewhere I truly admire. I see now that it isn't the amount of time one spends in a place that matters, but rather how deep the connection is that's formed. It seems I cannot forget Zurich and go all in on life in Spokane, no matter how much I'd like to. I'm grateful to have the next 3 years here, but beyond that, I seem to have this bizarre ability to view my current life and impending crossroads through an omniscient lens, as if seeing all that is taking place now from the point of view of my 80-year-old self. I know full well that we may never get back to Zurich. I have not forgotten that living as a foreigner in Switzerland can be difficult and demoralizing at times, and I realize that going back will create as many problems as it solves. But the fact remains, my 80-year-old self will be greatly disappointed if I squander the opportunity to get out there and live my life fully alive right now. To that end, I am beyond ecstatic to announce that I am going to visit Zurich in January for 10 days. My mommy group is having our annual spa weekend in the French Alps a couple days after I arrive. And then I'll spend a week in Zurich visiting friends and networking. I'm already counting down the days. Then, next summer, Jay and I have decided that nothing will stop us from taking our kids to visit for a month. We've been away from Zurich for so long, and it feels time to renew our bond and feel connected to the city again. But it got me wondering, would visits be enough? What if we were to live and work here in total comfort, and also spend a month or two in Zurich each summer? Sometimes in life we can't have exactly what we want, but we can find a happy medium. I'm curious, are you living where you want to be right now? If so, how did you make it happen? And if not, what keeps winning out in the priorities list instead? It's pretty surreal to read through that old post, mostly because not much has changed since then. After I wrote that post, I ended up canceling my trip to Zurich. It was mostly because of my son and my concerns about him being anxious, being separated from me. But then once I had canceled it, I felt this weird sense of relief, and I realized it was time. It was time to really disconnect from Zurich, completely detach from my expat life, and find out what, if anything, was possible here. That's when I wrote my unfollow post. I did unfollow. I unfollowed even close friends of mine in order to really just put my focus on the present, the here and now, and not be constantly pulled back to my expat life. So what followed was a year of intense purpose and intention, deliberate living in Spokane. And I emerged from it this fall just as confused as ever. And I actually am going to Zurich now in January, on a non-refundable ticket, so I'm not changing my mind this time. That's actually the conversation that's happening over on Instagram that I'd like you to be a part of. I realize I'm really nervous about going to Zurich. I haven't been there for 4 years. I know I've changed so much in that time. I know Zurich has changed. I'm just really, really nervous about going there. So if you'd like to join the conversation, hop on over to Instagram. I'm Expat Repat there. And get in the comments and share your visit experiences or why you do visit or don't visit. I find this aspect of Expat Repat life totally fascinating. And I hope that when I go in January, I'll get what I want. And what I really want is answers. I want that clarity. I want to say, okay, I can forget about Zurich now, or okay, I'm definitely doing everything I can to move back to Zurich now. But I don't think I'm going to get it. And I think once you're an expat and a repat, it doesn't work to try to have 100% of anything. We're never fully here nor there. We're always missing someone or something. And that's the curse of living abroad. So, next week, taking a break for Thanksgiving, and I will be back here on December 4th with a full-length episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. The Expat Repat Podcast is produced by me, Lindsay McLean. All rights reserved, 2019.